Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Nedarim. We learned in Maseches Ksubos that the usual amount of time between Kiddushin and Nisuin would be 1 year, 12 months. If that time passes, and the husband is still delaying, and doesn't yet finalize the last stage of their marriage, we learned in Maseches Ksubos that he nevertheless becomes responsible to provide for her food, her clothing, etc. Our Mishnah Hey brings a machlokas tanaim about whether this responsibility for mizonos, after that 12 months has passed, has an impact on the husband's right to be made for nedarim. Bogeres Shishas Shnemosar Chodesh. Right, if we have a girl who is a young lady who has waited the full year, and now she's ready to get married, and the husband's still delaying. So we know that that means that she gets mizonos. He has to feed her. Ve'amana shloshim yom, or a widow who has waited the requisite 30 days. 12 months is for the standard normal first marriage. The widow doesn't need the full year. The reason for the year was for the woman and the men to be able to get together whatever they would need for the wedding. They didn't have, you know, they didn't have Amazon, they didn't have Walmart, you know, they didn't have any of those things. And so it took a long time to gather the stuff together. But a widow, presumably, has most of the stuff she needs from her first marriage. And so, therefore, she only gets the 30 days to prepare. So now, if that time passed, the 12 months or the 30 days passed, and the husband didn't complete the marriage by his decision, so then he has to start feeding her. And because of that, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hoelu Ba'alu Chayv Mizonoseh, Yofer. Rabbi Eliezer says, listen, he's financially responsible for her at this point. And therefore, he can be made for Nedarim by himself. As if they completed Nisuin, because after all, he has the financial responsibility, as if they completed Nisuin. So he also has the ability to be made for Nedarim as if they completed the Nisuin. The Chachamim say no. The responsibility to feed her is very important, but it doesn't truly bring her into his reshus. She is not his responsibility, right? Reshus is management, responsibility, protection, etc. So he cannot be mefer nedarim without the father, right? Ein abal mefer atzitikonis reshuso. Once the nisuin happens, so then of course the baal is mefer. But until that happens, he has no right. And therefore, he can't be made for the Nedarim without being joined by her father.